Hello and welcome to Pack Tactics, a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. I am Crash, I will be your DM for the evening. With me is a collection of fantastic people, including Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Combo breaker. All right, so where we left off last time, the kobolds have been taking a train powered by dubious reactions.
Explosions!
Yes. Yes, that. The DM might have some regrets, or maybe he has none, of putting a pyromaniacal kobold sorcerer on a train powered by explosions and made mostly of wood.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, a few things, and apparently it involved water. Because the train hit a flooded tunnel, which made it crash just a bit. Gox decided to go full Warner Brothers and went through multiple doors towards the front of the train. Marwise tried to do similar, but the wall was a bit thicker. There was an epic battle between the remaining kobolds and a couple water elementals. Much fun was had by all, especially when Zili discovered that fire attacks do work on water elementals. That simply made her day. Then they went towards the front of the car, spoke to the conductor of the train, who was maybe a little out of it, discovered a strange gray-skinned monstrosity that had its head cut off. So they knew that Gox was alive and well. Like, if you hear an explosion and maniacal laughter, you know Zili's fine. If you see beings with their heads chopped off, you know Sox is fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you see people wondering where all their money went, you know Sox is fine. I don't have something for Daldane yet. I'll come up with something.
Bad puns?
Then you know the DM is fine. In the first season, well, actually the second season of our other campaign, I had several towns that were named, and I kid you not, who's on, what's on, and I don't know. All three were destroyed.
Yeah, they all came to a bad end.
Yes.
One after the other. Yep. Absolutely.
The players may have offered to help.
Yeah,
no help was necessary. Yeah.
No. They were doomed.
And then there was the spaghetti western themed town with the sheriff named Al Dente.
Yep. Good old Al Dente.
It was a mining town called Oregano.
Yeah. Yep.
The owner of the local tavern / bar / inn was Parm E. Jean.
Yep.
Oh, glorious. That town was destroyed, too. That seems to be a trend. That seems to be the trope for my campaigns. Create an awesome town, destroy it. The worst town you encountered actually survived, but that's another story entirely. All right, so eventually you caught up with Gox. Sox is still missing an action. He did write you a note, but Fennec Sr.'s horse ate it, so he's somewhere. Uh-huh. He was okay when he left, but you don't know. The tunnel is still slowly flooding. You are fairly sure that the tunnel has sprung a leak, because otherwise where would all the water be coming from? So using a gem that was found before, it's a spell gem, and they're kind of like batteries for spells. If you can cast a spell and you're attuned to it, you can cast a spell to put it into the gem. And then you or someone else, you don't even have to be attuned to use it, can use that gem to cast that spell. Now, if it's a really high level, there's a chance of failure, but this wasn't too much of an issue. Daldane used that gem because it had one spell in it. It was a spell for underwater breathing, which is a spell that basically makes water act like air for your lungs and lasts 24 hours. So maybe don't take a long rest. And you were about to head into the dark depths of the tunnel to find a leak and plug it, which is why today's episode is called Little Plumbers. It's-a me, Daldane! Or whatever. That would be bad. Don't do that. Although, I want to see fan art of kobolds in overalls. And red and green hats. That would be awesome.
I might be able to make that happen. Don't.
Okay, so you have had water breathing cast on you. I assume that you are now going to go forward into and down into the tunnel.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Zeely quickly discovers that wings work much better for flying through air than they do for swimming through water.
Ooh.
There's a lot more resistance to the motion. So you can...
I like swimming.
Yeah. You can kind of use them to stabilize yourself if there's a current, but there's not much of a current where you are right now.
I cast Shape Water.
The tunnel is filled... Where you are now, the tunnel is filled to the ceiling with water. What do you intend to do with Shape Water?
Make it easier for me to drag my wings through it.
All right. So you're all plodding through, including Fennec Sr., who is joining you. And Geely's just zipping around between each of you and doing figure eights and stuff.
Never mind. I figured it out. I like swimming now.
Sounds about right. Sounds very much about right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you continue down through the tunnel. And except for the fact that you have to breathe water to survive right here, it doesn't look any different from what you've seen of these tunnels before. They're just large enough for a train to go through with a very small margin of error at the top and the sides. You got the train tracks going on the floor, which is the only flat part of this tunnel. And after, well, I will let you decide at what point you get bored, but you are walking for, or moving forward half an hour. You haven't seen anything of interest for half an hour.
I start looking for fish because I'm getting hungry after being down here for half an hour.
All right. Give me a perception check.
All right. Rolled a 20.
There are fish.
There are fish. I'm going to try to catch one.
They're tiny fish. You don't see you don't see anything where you would be posing in a boat and holding it with two hands with a fishing pole behind you. The great big smile on your face. But you see little guppies and stuff and minnows. But you want to catch one, right?
Yeah. Well, if they're that little, I want to try to catch a handful of them.
Okay. How are you going to try to catch them?
I'm going to try to swim up and put my hands around real quick.
Okay. I would say give me an attack roll at disadvantage.
Okay. So... Here's a roll.
Rage first.
Am I fighting them?
Now, you have not had a long rest since the last time you had combat. As the DM, I will let you do whatever you want. As your friend, I will suggest maybe don't rage right
maybe
now.
Maybe not. Yeah. I'm going to assume since I haven't had a long rest that I've probably raged fighting the thing whose head you found later, so I'm going to mark that one off because that wasn't marked off. It probably should have been. Okay, well, I've rolled an 8, so now what do I do?
You successfully catch a handful of water.
Okay, I give up on these little fishies.
Maybe swim around with your mouth open and then spit out the water through your teeth.
Like a whale.
Like a whale.
Or a shark.
Yeah, okay, I want to try that. I'm going to try
shark,
that.
If you will.
A what? A baby shark?
Yeah. And now that song is in everyone's head.
I don't actually know the song.
Me neither.
You are blessed, and I will not share it with you.
Okay, so I'm going to try what Deldane suggested, and I've rolled a 12 this time.
Now you're rolling at disadvantage.
Okay, so that's... I roll twice?
Yeah. And whichever roll is lower is what you get.
Second roll is a 16.
So the 12 is the lower roll. You successfully catch a small fish in your mouth.
And I swallow it.
It wiggles on the way down.
I don't care. I've eaten worse things.
Yes, you have been polymorphed into things that ate worse
things. Into things that ate worse things, yes. At least this one wasn't chewy, like the big whatever it was.
Zaylee keeps her eyes open for a leak.
Okay. Well,
can I make a survival check to notice the implications of the...
Implications of, and then you cut out.
The fish.
Oh.
Go ahead.
21.
Well, it means this water is coming from a source that has a viable ecosystem. Or somebody is stocking this train cavern because they tend to have a fishing contest later on.
So it's not that somebody is conjuring water into the cavern. There is actually a leak somewhere.
Well, they might be conjuring it in, but they'd be conjuring it in with a teleportation spell if they're conjuring it in.
Yeah.
So it's coming from somewhere that isn't just the elemental plane of water. It also tastes a bit salty.
Uh-huh.
Still no discernible current?
Give me a perception check at disadvantage.
Okay.
Apparently, Sidekick has other options for responses. And that's glorious. It's great that this is being broadcast and recorded in an audio only format. So no
Roll
one is
one.
Seeing what's going on.
Oh, wow.
One equals one.
Yeah. This is great because I know Ellie has programming experience a lot more than I have. So they are totally going the route of someone who is doing like, what's the term for it? Oh, it's a Saturday. My brain isn't working. But quality control, where the whole joke is a quality control person walks into a bar, they order a beer, they order 12 beers, they order 100 beers, they order a fish.
I like the one where the punchline is orders a lizard.
You might actually find
a fish in a bar. You probably won't find a lizard.
Depends on the bar. But moving on.
Fair. If it's a bar with lizard folk attending, you will probably offend somebody.
Yeah, you can get a fish. It'll cost you a fin.
Oh, now I'm flashing back to Dr. Demento, but never mind about that. All right.
And put something in the jar for Jerry squids.
Oh! Yes.
Should I roll something to look for leaks?
If you wish to join in on the rolling, I have to sift through all of these rolls in Sidekick because of all the glorious results that Ellie got.
I got a 12 and a 13, so a 12.
Okay.
Also at disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay.
Underwater is not your ideal situation. Also, you are currently shaping the water to do as you wish.
Yeah. Three.
Okay. You know exactly which way the water's moving. It's the way you told it to move.
Oh. Yeah.
Which way are the fish going?
Away from you.
Oh. Darn.
They have found a new terrifying shark with red scales. And a battle axe. Sharks with battle axes are not that common. In your head, you just keep hearing... You look over and you see Daldane found a cello.
Underwater.
That takes talent. You got to be a high-level bard to pull that off.
Thankfully, she is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It works well. Okay, so you continue on, or you continue to hunt for fish, whichever you prefer.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
So I'm continuing on.
Okay. So as you continue to sort of swim/walk, now this half hour is not the same distance that you'd be covering on land because water breathing doesn't increase your movement speed, so you're still moving at half speed. So after an hour of walking, you make the same distance that you would have normally made traveling half an hour if the tunnel wasn't flooded. You do start to see a glow up ahead, but the water's murky enough that you can't tell what.
That looks interesting.
Is it a train?
The best part about this is water breathing doesn't allow you to speak underwater, so everyone's hearing...
This is bubbles.
Oh, you know what just occurred to me?
Mm-hmm.
Fennec Sr. followed you. He's a paladin. He wouldn't stay
behind.
He's
wearing...
All right.
Heavy armor.
Well, yes, he is, but...
Oh,
that,
no.
You're all breathing underwater. That's not an issue. You're not really... Well, Zeely is swimming / flying because Zeely is Zeely. But the rest of you could be walking along the bottom, and that might even be faster than trying to swim.
Probably.
However, you are in a tunnel. You all have dark vision, so it doesn't matter. You can see fine underwater. Dragonborn don't have dark vision.
Oh, no.
Oh.
He's very happy.
Guardians? What are you? We hear every few minutes.
All right, if that's the case, I'm going to look for a rock and try to cast light on it. And
okay, so I'm going to retcon and say that you did this earlier because it became obvious very quickly that he wasn't going to be able to see anything to actually stick with you without that. All right, but you do see a light source up ahead, and as you continue to go towards it, you do see a humanoid figure that is apparently shaping rock to make an opening larger.
Oh!
Well, that's not good.
Wait, are we talking mold earth shaping or like...
It, from this distance, it's hard to tell for sure, but from your experience of using the spell, it's quite possible he's using the same cantrip over and over again, yes. Now, he does not appear to have noticed you at all. This might be because I just rolled a d20 and got a 1.
He's busy.
He is, as we like to say, in the zone for making this opening in the wall larger.
Well, I'm going to start going towards him, see what he's doing.
Zeely's going to start swimming over to the opening.
Okay. It is quite large, and as you get closer, you can see that it leads into a very large space, and there are more fish that you can see swimming around in there. There's other forms out of the corner of your eye that look like they might not be fish, but you're not 100% certain. There's no light sources other than apparently a very convenient rock that somebody cast a light cantrip on so that they could see what they were doing as they were making this opening bigger.
Zeely also casts Mold Earth to try to make it smaller.
You have given me a Do you try to do this stealthily or no?
Yeah.
Okay, give me
Let's see if I can roll a skill I am not actually that good at, but I have Zeely's not really the stealth type.
No kidding.
Well, I could see that. That's okay, because you just need to beat their perception. Although their plus to perception is higher than what you rolled. So, they notice. I was kind of hoping you'd roll high so we'd have a situation where they, like, open up an area and then move on and you close it right behind them. And it's cycling through. And they get back to the beginning and they're like, did I already do this part?
Zeely waves. Once they, like, notice.
Okay. You are close enough now. You can see this person looks like a much older human. They have a long white beard. They're kind of thin on top. They have, like, that kind of comb over where they're not yet willing to admit that it's time to just give up on even trying to do a comb over. But they're underwater. So the wisps of hair from just one side that they let grow longer are sort of floating up in the air, and all the rest of it's trimmed short. And he sees you, and his eyes go wide, and he points at you. He says something.
Zeely wave.
Zili waves. Okay. How do I want to do this? I realize it's usually a question I ask when something's about to die.
Uh-oh.
That's not what I meant in this case. Or did I? No. No, it isn't.
Okay.
Or is it? No. No, it's not.
Okay.
Give me a straight up charisma check.
Okay. Excellent.
That ought to work.
Well, you are a sorcerer.
Yes. Let me find... Yes, I have a charisma of 19, so... And I have rolled a 16.
All right. So that I would say that's high enough. He doesn't immediately attack you when you wave at him. He hesitates, and then he tentatively just waves back at you.
Oh, I know how to communicate. Zili goes over to the wall and casts Mold Earth again, this time not to move it for once, but for the second thing Mold Earth does. You cause shapes, colors, or both appear on the dirt or stone, spelling out words, creating images, or shaping patterns. Words!
What do you
say? Words going to be, why are you digging here?
He reads that, and then he casts a spell, and your words change into his words. And his words say, my friends need a home.
Your friends, the water elementals?
Water elementals? No. No, my friends, the animals. They need a home.
Why a train tunnel?
It was in the way. I didn't seek it out.
Okay, I'm looking around to see who his friends are.
Perception check.
Okay, let's see if that goes well. That's a 7. Should I roll again, or is that sufficient?
You think that maybe one of the minnows you ate happened to be a friend of his?
Well, I'm just not going to tell him about that.
I'm going to cast a message to say, next time consider going around.
His reply is, the creatures of the sea were here long before man. They have a larger right to this land.
All right, so at this point I'm shrugging like, what's going on, guys? Because I'm sure I don't hear any of that or read it.
And you might not even notice that Daldane and this old man exchange a hard glance at each other for a few seconds.
Right, I'm just like, what's going on?
If there's a pause in the conversation, he goes back to making the opening larger.
Yeah, I don't really know how to respond to that.
I'm going to grab him.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to grapple him. Poof. Yep.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Give me a strength check.
Okay. That's actually a 2. Strength is plus something.
I would say you could add athletics, but that's not going to take it over.
It's not going to be enough.
Yeah, you're well... That would make it up to a 9.
Okay.
So let me roll a contention.
Sure.
This is an older man.
Mm-hmm.
He is, let's say he has not selected a class for himself where strength is considered one of the primary attributes.
Ah, okay.
But he's still kind of stringy. So he's able to like, you try to grab onto him, and he just sort of, like, shoves himself out of the way. You end up giving yourself a hug.
Zili tries to ask, what are you doing? But she's underwater, so it sort of comes out as, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, it doesn't matter now, because what you are doing is rolling for initiative.
Okay.
Which, hold on a second.
Oh, that hit something. Okay, let me try that again. All right, I have an 8. And we have a gift. Look at that.
Okay, what are the rolls we got?
21.
I got 22, and thanks to a typo in my first roll, a Fulgari.
At least nobody rolled a D83.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I rolled an 8.
You would be going yesterday. You got into a large blue box. There was a whirring sound.
Yep.
13.
You're not wearing a straw hat and Hawaiian print shirt and sunglasses, and then you struck. Okay, 13 for Zili. And what was Daldane's roll?
21.
I should probably roll for the old man. I understand. Okay, so Marwise, you're going first. What would you like to do?
Okay, so, since it seems to be working out so well, I'll probably start off by casting Spiritual Weapon. This time I'll be doing it as a third level spell to give it a little more power to it. And so then it's going to make an attack.
Keep in mind, at this point, all of the violent activities that have been done by kobolds. Which is rather on brand.
Mm, yeah.
Alright, that does change things up a little bit. In that case, I'm going to start off with Guardian of Faith instead, which is going to manifest a large spectral guardian between that guy and the rest of us who haven't tried to grapple him, at least.
Okay, so Gox is on the other side of this, because Gox was trying to give a hug.
Yep.
Which basically just makes it harder to move through this space without taking radiance damage, so it's basically just putting up a wall right now. And I'm going to hope things don't escalate too much as that's probably not going to be the case, and just kind of leave it at that for now.
All right. So next up is going to be Daldane.
Sorry, I'm checking spells.
There are a lot of spells. And for the record, Guardian of Faith only damages creatures hostile to me, so my party should be able to move through it without a problem.
Guardian of Faith has, in some other campaigns, been referred to as a chipper shredder. By the way, when you cast Guardian of Faith, I'll just say this while Daldane is making spell selections. The old man reflexively takes a step back, not enough to count as movement, so far as game mechanics are concerned, but he does act like this is unexpected, unwanted, and he'd rather not be in its general vicinity. Which, as a kobold, you're kind of used to this reaction in general.
Especially from humans. Yep. That's kind of the reaction the clerics at Fenix Jr.'s temple used to give to Gox, you know? Not really wanting to be around that kind of thing.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, they'd been through a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Dimension Door to get up inside the big space above us where the water's coming from and see what I can see in there.
Okay. So you pop through the Dimension Door and now you're in the cavern that is adjacent to and slowly absorbing the tunnel.
Yes.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
17.
You are aware that some fish are larger than others. Some fish are much larger than others. Some fish that are usually accompanied by cellists.
Oh no, he casts summon bigger fish.
It might be a mommy shark and a daddy shark. Do, 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 do. Hello, Eric.
So we got sharks right here in River Tunnel.
Pretty much. Sharks in my cabin? All right. Next up is going to be Zili.
Zili really isn't sure what's going on. So the first thing she does is sort of wave her hands around a bit, not in a spellcasting sort of way, but in a way that expresses her great confusion and general annoyance at being so confused. Basically, she flails in place for a moment and waves her hands, and the cavern tunnel gets the words Gox No on it. It is unclear whether Gox can read, but she's trying.
The old man thinks that you are gesturing at him, and he, as a free action, responds with very similar gestures, like, yeah, I know, right? I have no idea what's going on here. I'm just trying to make a tunnel for all my friends, a bunch of little lizard people, come in, try to hug me, and close my tunnel. One of them casts a giant spectral figure with a freaking huge sword. Looks like he's going to chop me into pieces. I am not having a good day. My saltwater taffy is totally ruined. Can't even make a good cup of tea under here. And the humidity is killing me. Old man rants. Gotta love him. I may have made a few of those. Okay, it's now his turn. First thing he is going to do is he is going to... I'm going to make a check for him. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ellie, for posting that. That is, yeah. I am such a fan of puns. Squids these days, am I right? Yeah. It's perfect. Okay, so I rolled a 7 on this, and yeah, with this plus, that's sufficient. So, yeah, he is aware that Marwise is the one that casts Guardian, so he sees Marwise as the biggest threat right now, because that is not exactly a low-level spell that you just cast. So he is going to cast something of his own. That's going to be... Marwise, give me a wisdom saving throw.
All right.
Oh, no.
Okay, you feel the spell take hold and you are paralyzed. He cast hold person on you. All right.
Well, if that's it, then that's okay. We're still trying to play this nonviolent and defensive.
Yeah, he doesn't see it that way anymore. And out of the darkness come 4 large sharks.
Oh no, he did cast summon bigger fish.
He didn't need to summon them. Now,
I'm making a reference.
How much damage does your guardian do?
So any hostile creature that moves within 10 feet of the guardian has to make a dexterity saving throw, and they take 20 on a failed save.
Well, what's the dexterity saving throw number?
15.
Okay. That is not a save. So 4 sharks come in. One of them is immediately chipper shredded. Not dead yet, but very badly cut to ribbons. Almost bloodied. And all 4 are going to attack. Now, the wonderful thing about sharks is they have this ability called Blood Frenzy. If they are attacking something that's not at full hit points, they have advantage. So the first of the sharks is going for Gox. Gox, are you at full health?
No.
Okay. All right. And I add... Okay, yeah, that's going to be a hit. That's over 20.
Yeah, that would hit.
Yeah, you're going to take an additional 13 points of damage.
Okay, can you put that on the character sheet? I'm never going to get this right today.
Understood. Mm-hmm. All right, on a scale of 1 to 113, you're feeling about a 75 right now.
Okay.
And you know what? One of those dice that I just rolled for advantage was a d12. That doesn't work. I mean, the d20 got higher, but it should have.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rest of these are going to be attacking much better. Because these are both D20s in my hand now, I checked.
You got the right dice. That's good. Yeah.
It's not a D30. They make those. I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is, well, that's also going to be a hit. That one is going for Zeely. Zeely, you're going to take 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And oops. Daldane, I don't remember for sure. You've taken damage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Two of them are going for you because you teleported your way, figuratively speaking, into the belly of the beast. And it might become literal in just a little bit. One of those is a 19 on the die. And the other one is a 13 on the die, but with its bonus, both of those... What's your AC?
13.
Okay, so that would have hit even without its bonus. So you're going to take 26 points of bite damage.
Wow.
Piercing damage. It's like one of those end scenes from Deep Blue Sea. A good time is not being had by all. Oh, I forgot to roll for Fennec Sr., because he's here too.
Mm-hmm.
He should have already gone. I'm going to say that he held his turn.
That makes sense.
I'll put him in after Gox.
Okay.
Gox, you're up.
Okay, so I have a shark in front of me now? Is that right?
Yeah, it tried to do a swim by.
Mm-hmm.
But technically it's within range of you, yes.
Okay. So I would like to rage, because I'm not happy about the sharks.
Getting bitten by a shark usually is something you go, oh, kids these days.
Yeah, no. I would like to rage, and then I want to punch it.
You're going to punch a shark.
I'm going to punch the shark.
Excellent!
I love this game! I love this game so much! All right,
I'm not
ahead.
Sure the battle axe is going to work underwater so good, but I could probably punch pretty well, so I'm going to do that.
It's mechanics-wise, you would still do more damage with the axe, but Gox is angry, and Gox is not
he's
the
angry.
Brightest bulb in
the... No. No, he's not.
Yeah, so
get the right dice.
Go ahead and punch that shark.
Okay, punching the shark. I've rolled one.
You successfully do not punch the shark.
Yeah. Gox is not liking being underwater anymore.
All right, it's Fennec Sr.'s turn.
I feel like punch that shark is like a game show. Punch
that shark. And then you have happy music playing in the background. Something on a synthesizer. All right. Well, Fennec Sr. Happened to be in the back closer to Zeely. So he's going to go after the shark that attacked Zeely. And he has a vicious warhammer. Not just a mean warhammer. It is vicious. And that is... Yeah, that's going to hit. He is using it two-hand. Actually, no, he's using it one-handed. He's a duelist. Just like his son. All right, that's 13 points of damage to the shark from that hit. And because he hasn't done this today yet, he's going to add some flavor to it, as a paladin is like his want to do. He is going to use a spell slot to do a divine smite. And he's just going to do a first level, so that's 2d8 additional radiant damage. That's a 1. That's a 4. So, it's more damage. Not as much as he would have liked. All right. And I do believe he gets a second attack. He does. He's going to do it again. He misses his second attack.
Oh, no.
All right, so that's the end of the turn. We're going back to the beginning with Marwise.
Do I have a chance to break out of whole person?
That is a very good question. Let me check the spell. At the end of each of its turns, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. So this turn, you can't do anything that would require you to move your body. But at the end of it, you can make a wisdom saving throw to see if you'll be able to do that next turn.
All right, since moving my body would include casting spells, I don't see a lot of options besides just trying to break out and hope I can be useful next round.
Okay. To be fair, you've still done
more damage than the barbarian at this point.
Because your guardian did 20 points of damage to one of the sharks and almost bloodied it.
Well, not a nat one this time, but only 9 total.
All right. So, next up is going to be Daldane. You are swimming with the fishes.
Well, in a moment, I'll be stomping with the fish. Oh, I am polymorphing myself into a T-Rex.
All right.
Ooh, awesome. Yeah.
An underwater T-Rex. Yes. That's a lot of additional temporary hit points. We don't need to worry about you dying.
That's a great idea.
But that's your action. You don't get to attack this turn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
More I am going to bellow, although it comes out as bubbles.
Big bubbles.
Well, sound still will carry underwater, so if you were trying to say words, they would probably be unintelligible, but a roar is a roar, and it's a little scary. Zeely, would you like the opportunity to be more scary?
Zeely is going to turn to the shark that attacked her.
By the way, it looks like it's on its last fins, so to speak.
Punch that shark!
She's not going to punch the shark. She's just going to, poke it with chill touch. Do I have pack tactics?
Definitely.
Yep.
This shark just bit you.
Okay. That's a 20, not natural.
You hit.
For 15 necrotic damage.
How do you want to do this?
The shark sort of withers. It is now, and then it sort of turns to the side and goes floating up because, now that it's withered, it's a bit less,
It's more buoyant?
Yeah.
Okay, so it pulls an Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade and slowly exits stage up.
Belly up.
So to speak. All right. So one of the enemies is out of action. It's now time for all the others. What is your current armor class, Daldane? As a T-Rex?
I don't know.
As a T-Rex?
13.
All right. That is one hit. That is two hits. You take an additional 26 points of damage, but now it's hitting temporary hit points.
Yes.
Yeah, the T-Rex may be easy to hit, but you definitely got the hit points to take it.
There's just more to munch. All right, and one shark is down. There's also the shark that Gox successfully missed. And that's going to go after Gox again. And Gox's AC is 17.
Yep.
It just barely hits you, but it hits you. However, you are raging now, so you don't take 13 points of damage. You take, that would be rounded down to 6.
Okay. You want to add that in there for me?
I will subtract it, yes.
Well, that's what I meant. See, yes, I can't do this today.
I listened to what you meant, not what you said. And really, adding to damage, that is another verb that could be used.
Okay.
I didn't mean for it to sound like I was correcting you.
No, it's fine. That's fine.
Okay. So that's all the remaining sharks, but there's still the old man. What's he up to these days? Crazy old guy underwater. Where is he now? Let's see. Hold person. Is that a spell that requires concentration? It does. So that's going to limit what he can do. He casts Conjure Animals. No, I really...
Oh, no.
But I don't want to make more monsters to fight against. Combat's already slow enough as it is. He summons 100 quarter-level difficulty monsters. Hold on. Let me roll stats for each of them.
Oh, no.
Come back in half an hour. I'll be halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
No, that would be wrong. All right. I know what he's going to do. Does the Guardian have any hit points, or does it just exist?
It just seems to exist as far as I can tell. The closest to hit points it has is that once it deals 60 points of damage, it's gone, but no other references to AC or hit points or anything.
Okay. So he is going to cast a spell that is going... He's going to try to hit... he's going to try to line it up so he can hit Gox and either Zili or Marwise or Fenix. So let's see. Looks like Zili ends up more. I just rolled a die to pick randomly. He's going to cast Sunbeam. A brilliant light flashes out from your hand. 5 foot wide, 60 foot long line. Each creature in the line must make a constitution saving throw. So Gox, make your con save. Zili, make your con save.
Okay.
On a failed save, you're going to take 6d8 radiant damage and be blinded until your next turn.
I've rolled a 10. And constitution, was it, right?
Yeah.
That's plus 2.
That's not going to make it, although you're raging.
Nope. Right, so I don't know what that does.
26.
Zili laughs at the sunlight. You care so little for the damage of sun's rays that you gave away your hat.
That is true. That is true. Yeah.
Raging.
Trying to read through rage to see what it does.
Strength checks.
Right. This is not a strength check. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to make the save. You are going to take a lot of damage that you are not resistant to.
Okay.
So, where is that spell again? Sunbeam. It's going to be 6d8.
Oh, I'm down to one hit point then.
No,
oh,
no
you didn't say it was six dice. Okay, yeah. Oh, that's still not good.
You're going to take 21.
Okay.
Not reduced. And right. Zili, you are going to take 10 because you saved for half damage.
Yep. Okay.
And you are both blinded until next turn.
Okay.
Blinded by the light.
Yep.
Blinded by the light. I'm going to put that in there for you.
Thanks.
Okay, you're now feeling a good 48 out of 113. You're bloodied.
Yeah.
Wait, it says that a successful save doesn't blind you.
Oh, then I misread it. So.
Oh, okay, so...
see. But yeah. Gox, however, got smacked square in the face.
Okay.
It was a brilliant attack move. Gox, what would you like to do?
Well, I can't see. So I'm gonna like
attacks are a disadvantage.
Yeah. So I figure that shark is still near me.
Shark and the old man.
And the old man? All right.
Yeah. He pushed away from you, but not far enough to be out of striking distance.
Okay, so before I was blinded by whatever that spell was, I noticed that Fenix Sr. can use his weapon underwater, so I'm going to try to use my battle axe and just swing and hope I hit one or both of them.
Okay.
Since I can't see.
So roll a d20 twice and tell me the lowest number.
That's 9, and that's a 18.
Okay. So it's going to be the 9, but with your battle axe, you have a plus 7.
Right.
So that's actually a 16.
Okay.
And that is high enough.
It's high enough. And then it's a... I hit the druid. Okay. So I got 1d8. And that... Yeah. And this is not a d8. Hold on.
That's okay, because I rolled a d12 instead of a d20 earlier. So.
Yeah, I rolled a d10. I'm like, that's not right. It came up 9. A d8 cannot give you a 9. Okay, so I've rolled a 5.
Only if it's a non-Euclidean 8-sided.
I guess, yeah. So the d8 is a 5, and then radiant damage?
Yeah, now that 5 had a plus 6 to it because you're raging.
Oh, okay, so add that in.
So
and then the radiant damage hit the other dice. Hang on. Is a 5.
Okay. So you successfully have hit the person who blinded you and did tons of damage to you.
Yep.
The shark All right. is still out there.
Well, I was going to hit something. Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Fenix Senior's turn. Now, there are no more enemies on this side of the Guardian. Check something here. He should have an ability. Yes, he can do this. He has an ability called Cleansing Touch. You can use your action to end one spell on yourself or one willing creature that you touch. And he's going to use that on Marwise.
Yay!
He attack. He also protect. And that's his turn, because that was his action. Actually, no. He's also going to move past the Guardian towards the old man. He uses his movement for that. All right. So next up, Marwise.
All right. Since I'm now free, but one of my friends is bloodied and a few other are injured in some way, I'm going to... Let's do a mass cure wounds. And since I get the life domain, I get a bonus on that. So it's 3d8 plus 10. So everyone gets a heal of 24.
All right, Gox, I'll add that in.
Thanks.
I just need to remember to press heal this time, not damage.
Right. See, I screw that up sometimes, and I probably will today, so thanks for helping.
You've topped Fennec Sr. off all the way. He had exactly 24 points of damage done to him.
Wow.
Thanks to Bull.
He's all set.
Yeah. He ready to smash it with a hammer.
All right, and I believe that's my action, so.
All right. Well, you may have just saved Gox's life, so there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Zaldane, you are a T-Rex surrounded by sharks in an underwater cavern.
I'm going to bite one and whack the other with my tail.
Go for it. 21 hits, a 16. I think that hits. A 16 also hits.
Do you want to use average damage, or should I roll?
Average damage would make it go faster.
Average damage would make it go faster.
Then it's 33 to the one I bit, and 20 to the one I hit with my tail. And the one I bit is grappled.
The hunter is now the hunted. And how much damage did you do the one with the tail again?
20.
I just want to say that you have bitten it around the torso area, but its fins are free because shark fin soup is unethical.
Okay.
No part of the shark will be wasted. Also, kobolds are the more endangered species on this planet. Alrighty. Next up is going to be Zeely. Whose life would you like to end today?
For once, I'm not actually the initiator of whatever this is.
No, the initiator was when Gox decided to give a hug.
Yep.
Yeah.
A very forceful hug.
That missed.
That missed.
Just remember, yes. Bloop means no.
Anyway, there are a bunch of sharks around and all.
Well, there are two there sharks also... attacking a T-Rex. Well, one's being eaten by the T-Rex, but the other one is attacking. There is a third shark near Gox and an old man who apparently can cast light beams out of his hand.
Anyway, I have another related question. Are there a bunch of loose rocks around?
There's the rock that someone cast light on. But for the most part, the rock that was being removed was being mold earthed away. So it's not like there's a pile of rubble.
Hmm. All right, I guess I'm not casting animate object.
There's a dead shark.
How? What size is the dead shark?
Well, it's a little bit smaller than it was before, but it counts as a large creature.
Yeah, I'm not going to animate the dead shark. But
the DM nods acceptingly. The person behind the DM is very grateful.
Zaylee is going to cast Chromatic Orb on the shark attacking Gox.
Alrighty.
And she is going to burn a third level spell slot on account of she has no second level spell slots yet. Left 1d20 plus 8.
I mean, I suppose if you have to do additional damage. Just don't have a choice in the matter.
Well, it means fewer opportunities to thunder step. But
you do have pack tactics, and your second roll, first roll 10, second roll 16, that's high enough. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
All right, I am going to do... let's go with thunder damage.
Oh, there's a sphere of cavitation around the shark as you hit it.
And that... What did I do? Okay. 5, 8.
It occurs to me that the shark that's attacking Gox is the only one that has not been injured yet.
18 points of thunder damage.
Well, I can't say that anymore now.
Yep.
Okay. It is their turn. So the shark is going to go for Gox again.
Of course.
There's another. Also, Gox is still somewhat injured. Fenix is no longer bloodied, so Blood Frenzy doesn't work on him. That is an 18 and a 17 on the die. I don't need to add bonuses. You're going to take an additional 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Your health pool is a yo-yo.
Yeah, well, that's a barbarian, you know? It just kind of happens.
That's a WoW raid where, because I like healers, and I'm in the back just playing whack-a-mole. Health go down, health go up. Health go down, health go up. Health go down. It's going down. It keeps going down. Why? Because I died 30 seconds ago. I wasn't looking at my own health. But never mind about that.
I thought the answer going to be because the tank is standing in the bad. But okay.
No, it wasn't the tank. It was the rogue.
Oh, okay.
Their DPS is higher when they're on fire. But never mind about that. All right. So that's that shark. The shark that is currently grappled is going to try to make a struggle to get out of the T-Rex's mouth. Daldane, could you give me a strength check real quick?
Sure, I can try.
You got to beat a 16. All right, you beat it. So your food is wiggly. And the other shark tries to bite your tail. That's going to be a hit. You take an additional 13 points of damage.
Okie dokie.
And now for the old man's turn. One good sunbeam deserves another. He does see Fenix Sr. coming towards him, so he's going to line it up with Fenix Sr. And he's going to try to hit another opponent. Right now, there are two people in the back. That would be Marwise and Zeely. Again, he's going to try to line it up with Zeely. I am picking this randomly. It just doesn't look like it. So that is another con save.
I will...
Not Gox.
That's a 26, I think, again.
Yep, you make it. You take 10, because that's half damage. Actually, no, I have to roll that, don't I? Never mind. You're going to take 13. That's a 26, and you're taking half.
Okay, I am now definitely bloodied.
And Fenix Sr. also makes his save. Fenix Sr. would like to rage. Unfortunately, while he is a level 15 paladin, he is a level 0 barbarian, so the raging doesn't do anything.
He just gets mad.
Yeah.
He just gets mad. Aww.
Don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. Because he scores very high in his persuasion. He is proficient and has a plus 10 to it. And intimidation also plus 10. And he will intimidate the heck out of you.
So he's now trying to glare daggers somewhere.
Yeah. Well, he's a father. He's about to tell the old man to go to his room and think about what he did.
Yeah.
Only it's all going to come out. All because he doesn't have a nifty ability to communicate underwater like some of you do. Okay, so that's their turn. Gox, you can see again.
All right, what do I see? What's in front of me?
You see an old man with light coming out of his hands, a shark that looks like it suffered from a hug from the inside.
Ew.
Off in the distance, there's a T-Rex fighting sharks.
All right, I figured that's Deldane, because I know she can make T-Rexes out of people. So
there is a guardian carrying a really large sword that you think two of your friends are behind. And next to you is a very angry dragonborn paladin with a warhammer.
Okay. So I'm going to swing my battle axe at the guy that blinded me. And let's see. That's an 18. You want me to roll twice?
You can roll twice because Fenix is now next to you.
Okay.
Pack tactics.
And a 16.
Roll credits. Okay, well, that's a hit.
Okay, that's a hit. So I'm going to swing, and that's a d8. And that's a 6. Oh, and okay. That's my first strike of this turn, so I get radiant damage. And that's 5. Can I take a second swing?
You can.
I didn't do that last time. Yeah, let's do that. Forgot. Yeah, we forgot. Okay, that's fine. Well, he was blinded anyway, so maybe, you know. All right. So second swing, I've rolled a 15. Do you want me to roll again?
A 15 with your bonus will hit, but roll again to see if you get a 20.
Got an 18.
Okay. Well, they both would hit. Roll your damage.
Okay. All right. So that's just the D8.
A D8 plus 6.
And the dice is a 5.
All right. I will add that in.
Okay.
All righty. So next up is Fenix, and he likes your plan. Your plan is a good plan. He is going to join you in this plan of yours. So I am, today I am using a D20 that Kelly bought me years ago that lights up whenever I crit.
Oh.
It's Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Alrighty, and that's his first strike. So that's going to be... Let me get the right character sheet, because he's not doing battle axe damage. That's Gox's right. Character sheet.
Right, yeah.
It's still a D8. So I rolled 4D8, and two of them were ones. The dice giveth, and the dice taketh away.
Yeah.
However, he's going to smite.
Oh, there you go.
This is the part that Logan, when he was playing with us, liked the best, where he got to pick which smite he was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could tell he liked that.
But from the look of it, I didn't pick any fancy smites for Fenix Sr. He just has the one basic one.
Well, it'll do something.
Oh, it will do something. I'm going to tell you it does more. Because you can use a divine smite at a higher level.
Oh, okay.
You roll an additional 1d8 for each spell level higher than the first for a maximum of 5d8. But it starts at 2d8. So you know what? He's going to do a 3d8. It's not just the die that I'm rolling in Meat Space. It's the die that I'm rolling in Discord. I got a 1 and a 2. Oh, well. Old man's holding strong. For his next attack, there's going to be no smite for that. That's a hit. The hit where he didn't crit, he does more damage than the hit where he crit.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's the way the dice roll sometimes.
Yep, it is. I'm done having my character attack my character. Now it's time for Malwise to attack my character.
All right, so we got two sharks attacking a T-Rex, one attacking someone else, and the old man still active?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon, an upped version of it, to attack the shark that's not attacking a T-Rex. And that's a 22 on the shark.
Hit and then some.
For a total of 13 damage.
All righty.
And since that's my bonus action, I'm going to use Word of Radiance to the award of ratings to make an attack at the dying man. So he has to make a saving throw of a constitution of 15 or more.
Did you say 10 or more?
15.
Not a 10.
So I hit?
Yeah.
All right, so that's 9 damage of radiance damage to the old man.
Fennec Sr.'s dice rolls are contagious. On the plus side, he's bloodied. Or the minus side, depending on how you feel about old man.
All right, so the sword was my bonus action, and the Word of Radiance was my action, so I think that takes care of my turn.
All right. Daldane, would you like to finish your shark treat?
Yes. Delicious shark. Ooh. Natural one, not going to do.
No, but I will let you roll at advantage because the shark is currently in your mouth.
All right, how about a dirty 20?
I'll take that. What's the average damage?
33 for a bite, and another dirty 20 with my tail.
Okay, so the one that you're hitting with your tail is on its last fins, and the one that you're biting, it goes down deliciously. Or however you want to RP it, it's dead. How do you want to do this?
I'll swallow it.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. I've been inspired by God.
Let's just hope that when you turn back from a T-Rex, that it also, like, it doesn't maintain its original size.
Yes.
You might have to take a trip to the little kobold's room with the newspaper. A lot of reading material. Alrighty. So, that's one less shark on the board. And one of them that's almost off of it entirely. And now it is Zeely's turn.
I've kind of lost track of what's going on with what.
There's a T-Rex fighting a shark. There's an old man and a shark fighting Gox and Fennec. And for some reason, the old man who keeps sending beams of light at Gox ends up also hitting you with the same beam of light.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that. It's kind of unpleasant. I'm going to use another third level spell slot and cast Chromatic Orb at the man.
Alrighty.
Moment. Sorry, I'm,
Okay, I'm distracted by animated GIFs.
Let's see. And because of pack tactics, that roll is definitely a 16.
Well, that roll would definitely hit either way.
Excellent. I am going to use I'm going to do 5d8 poison damage. Actually, wait, I checked the fighting underwater rules. It just says that creatures and objects that are fully immersed in water have resistance to fire damage. I ignore resistance to fire damage. I'm going to do fire damage.
Well, I just got bingo on my Pack Tactics bingo card.
See, we set something on fire?
Yes, that was the last thing I needed. The free space is the DM saying I love this game.
Okay. And that will be 21 points of fire damage because I can treat that one as a 2 because I have elemental adept fire.
Okay, 20 points of damage.
21.
Oh, 21 points of damage. I'm sorry.
Yep. You never know when that 1 point of damage will come in handy.
Oh, certainly. So he is on fire. He is immediately put out, but he has a smoldering hatred for you and all that you stand for, which apparently wow. Is fire.
Yeah, I mean, I do stand for a lot of fire.
Yes. Also, closing the holes that he's been opening.
I stand for fire and for not submerging trains.
When he opens a door, Zeely closes the window. Wait, I think that's backwards. Whatever. All right, well, it's his turn, and the shark's turns. Get away from me, D10. I am not going to use you instead of a D20. I know better now.
It's sneaking back over there.
Before it was D12, this was a D10 that I picked up. Like, no, I know you are
figured
wrong.
He'd give it a turn. Yeah.
By the end of the game, it will be a D4.
Yep. You go over there into the corner of my dice tray, D10. Think about what you've done.
He'll send the D4 next time for sure.
Marwise, do you have inspiration?
Not to my knowledge.
You do now, by the way.
I do? Okay.
Yeah, I grant you inspiration for the D4 comment. That was good. Okay, so the one shark that's fighting the T-Rex, it does take a bite out of Daldane. That's going to be 13 points of damage. It's on your tail, literally. And the one that's near Gox and Fenix is going to go for Gox again. That's a 19 on the die. Gox is going to take 6 points of damage because Gox is raging.
Yep.
Noted. You're down to 60.
Okay.
And the old man. Well, the thing about Sunbeam is it lasts for a full minute. So he's just going to keep using it. I mean, who can say no to 68 points of radiant damage?
Oh, wow.
Apparently Zeely did, because Zeely has made her save every single time.
She sure has.
Zeely had good luck on constitution saves even before she got an amulet of health.
Zeely might even be a morning person. That's scary. The DM just failed his intimidation check against himself. The burning dawn rises. No, that's just Zeely off in the distance. Okay, so going to go for this time. I'm going to try to line it up so it hits Gox and Fenix and someone in the back. It's going to go for Marwise this time. All right, so Gox and Marwise, give me a con save.
Okay. 19 on the dice.
Gox makes it.
Finally.
A nat 1 for Marwise.
Oh.
And Fenix's was, that's a 12 on the die, but the bonus takes it over. Okay, so Marwise is the only one that's going to take the full brunt of this attack. It paused for a while to roll the damage. But, you know, that's better than most of them. That's a 19.
All right.
All right. So Fenix and Gox are going to take 9 each because it's still rounding down because you made your save, not because Gox is raging.
Okay.
Because your rage doesn't give you resistance to radiant.
Right.
I was not planning on this battle lasting a full 2 hours. By the way,
well, that's okay.
Oops.
You probably weren't planning on this battle in quite the way it went, so.
Well, I should expect a T-Rex much more often than I do. Just throwing that out there. That is a thing. Okay. So, Gox, it's your turn.
Okay. So, I got hit with radiant damage. Am I blinded again or not?
You made your save, so no. Marwise,
I did. Okay,
but
okay,
you're fine.
Okay, so I'm gonna swing at this guy's head because I'm tired of him beating up my friends and me.
That's how you know they're dead.
That's how you know they're dead. And I've rolled a 5. Should I try again?
Fenix is next to you, so you do have pack tactics.
Okay. And that's an 8.
An 8, but your bonus to hit is 7. So that's actually a 15, which just misses.
Just misses. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's my first swing, so I can try a second swing, mm-hmm. Yeah? All right. Here we go. That's a 9.
And a 9 with your bonus will hit.
Oh, okay. The other one's also a 9. It was also a 9.
Okay. So roll your damage.
It was meant to be a 9. All right. So got a 3 on the D8. And then does this count as radiant because it's first one this turn?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Radiant damage is 2.
It's still damage.
Still damage.
As Zilly mentioned, sometimes that 1 point matters.
Right.
Or 2. All right. So it is Fenix's turn, and he is going to take a moment to think about all the choices he's made that got him to where he is
now. Oh, no. Fighting, well, first he came to get the kobolds.
alongside kobolds against an old withered man in a flooded cavern with sharks.
And a T-Rex. Yeah.
And apparently and a T-Rex.
Yes.
And he's wondering what choices he could have made to avoid having this problem. And then he shrugs it off and attacks.
All right.
And I realize I've been playing his character wrong because something he could have done first, but he hasn't. But whatever. Actually, no. He's going to do this now because he has something he can do as a bonus action. Do you know that there is a paladin subclass that if you spec into it, you can cast Hunter's Mark?
Oh.
I did know that. I play one in another campaign.
Yes, I did not know that until I statted up Fenix Sr. And then I was like, ooh. Yes, please. I would like this. So he is going to cast Hunter's Mark on the angry old man yelling at the clouds. So he gets to do an extra 1d6 of damage when he does a weapon attack. And then he's going to try his weapon attack. That's a 5. That doesn't hit, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 4. All right, he's done.
No. Oh, no. He's still questioning his life choices, I take it, then.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
That's divine spellcasters, when they wake up from their long rest in the morning, they will pray to their deity to get their spells renewed for the next day. And his are mostly prayers to Bahamut saying, why did I make these choices that I made? Is this some divine plan on your part to teach me humility? I think I've got it now. I regret asking for patience 20 years ago. That was a problem, I know.
He's there to... Bahamut has decided that Fenix Sr. is there to keep Gox alive after he does something stupid, like try to grapple a guy that he doesn't know can throw lightning.
He was there to have someone suffer when Fenix Jr. made bad life choices. He was meant to suffer. It was his lot in life.
Oh.
Okay, but in any case, enough talking about an NPC and how, as an old dragonborn, he's going to go into an emo phase eventually. You are currently blinded still, but it is your turn.
All right. Does the blinded affect the spiritual weapon attack, since that's kind of a floating weapon apart from me?
It's a floating weapon apart from you, but you still direct it.
All right.
You still have to make an attack roll with it, so yes.
Yeah, figured that'd be the case. So in that case...
Well, here's the thing. That weapon is going to be attacking either a shark or the old man, right? Because you're not moving it too far?
Yeah.
They're both right next to two of your allies. You're a kobold. You got pack tactics. Therefore, you have advantage. Therefore, the advantage and disadvantage negate, and you just roll a straight die roll.
Oh.
Kobolds are OP that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, in that case, I'll make an attack with the spiritual weapon.
I would think a 23 hits.
Now, oh my. To hit?
So right now I'm going after the old man.
All righty.
I meant to roll 2d8.
Okay, well, that's 9 points of damage. That's not too shabby. And directing that to attack is a bonus action, if I remember correctly, which means you still have an action to go.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what I want to risk doing while blinded.
Marwise reaches out to touch someone and heal them. He heals the shark.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I could take the blinding off myself with a spell, but that doesn't seem worth it since it goes away next turn. There we go. I'm gonna cast Bless. So now on everyone's attack roll, they get to roll an extra d4 for the next minute.
Nice.
Attack rolls or saving throws.
Fenix Sr. wishes you'd cast that one turn earlier. Before he embarrassed himself in front of the kobolds.
Alright, and that takes care of my turn.
Alrighty. Daldane.
I'm gonna whack the shark with my tail?
I'm going to play whack a shark. Punch that shark.
Another one.
Do it. Well, it's 1 plus 10, but yeah.
All right, then I'm going to bite him.
He's got to use the attack that does more damage, I guess.
Don't forget your d4.
Hey. Yeah, roll that d4. Actually, no, you don't have to. You don't have to, because a 12 is enough. Their AC is 12.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's going to be what? How much damage?
33.
How do you want to do this?
I'll swallow him, too.
All right. So there's one shark left.
Fish dinner. And then I'm going to move my full speed toward
the old man. You T-Rex paddle. It is, by the way, the most adorable thing any of you has ever seen, the T-Rex doing a little dog paddle to get closer to combat.
Oh my gosh.
The little front arm.
We all go, it comes up.
Exactly. All right, Zeely, the board is almost clear. Would you like to be the one that flips the table? See, I love these reactions. Why I keep doing this?
She is going to throw a firebolt at the probably druid that flooded the tunnel.
All right.
And that's a dirty 20.
A dirty 20 will hit. Roll your damage. Okay, so you've done almost three times the amount of hit points that he had left. How do you
know? Well,
despite being underwater, he still becomes a bonfire.
Yeah, apparently this is an oil fire. Apparently druid fires are like oil fires in that pouring water on them doesn't help quite as much as you'd think.
It's just he's just surrounded by bubbles from all the oxidation.
The water around him might be boiling a little.
Just a tad bit. Just a teeny little bit. All right. So there's one shark left, but Io does need to leave by 3, and it's 2:53 by my clock, so I'm going to say that you make short work of it. And we're not going to RP specifically, but it's a matter of a cantrip cast over and over again. Zeely is able to reseal the tunnel and use shape water to ever so slowly get everything drained out. Mission accomplished. The train is able to move on to its next stop. Congratulations, you solved my flooded tunnel puzzle. There we go. So anything anyone wants to plug before we end it?
My website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net, and I just put up a Jen's Lore Corner podcast, which is about the lore of the Diablo video game series and all of that, and it's about King Kanai.
Of Kanai's Cube fame.
Of Kanai's Cube. Yep.
And I think Io's mom has books.
Yes. That is accurate.
Elizabeth-McCoy.com.
Wonderful.
And for a good time, download a web browser and go to the World Wide Web website, elekk.xyz.
And if you don't have a good web browser, well, you probably have Internet Explorer or Edge, so you can use that to download a good web browser. All right. Well, until next time, have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Jim Bob.